There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop!
Podcasting since 2005. You are listening to Gamer Tag Radio. With your hosts, Godfrey, Pete Rock, Paris, Pasta.
I won this club.
Come on. Welcome to Gamer Tag Radio, episode 543. This is your host, Danny, a.k.a. Godfrey. And also we have this week joining me, Poston. Patrick, what's up?
What's up, Danny? How you doing?
Good, man. Good. What's up with you?
Good. Doing great, man. I'm actually drowning in games right now. It's a pretty bad first world problem, I gotta say. I can't divide my time adequately between Street Fighter, Dying Light expansion, Far Cry just came out. I mean, it's overwhelming, but it's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun.
Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare 2.
And Plants vs. Zombies, yeah. You're turning me on to that. I have never actually tried the series before, so this will be my first jumping in point. Will be part two, so I'm pretty excited. I've heard so many good things about it.
All right, and also joining me, Pete Rock. Pete,
what
please
up?
Say something to Poston about Plants vs. Zombies.
How is this your first foray into...
I somehow just missed the first one entirely. I guess it just came out in a busy year for me, and it just fell by the wayside. But I mean, everyone I've talked to says they like adore this game, and it's so much fun. I gotta admit, even when I was at E3 last year, watching the press conference for EA, you know, the trailer, the gameplay, for it looked really polished. It looked like a lot of really detailed, you know, fun class-based multiplayer shooter. And, you know, I'm always a big fan of stuff like that. Just never stepped out of my comfort zone, I guess, to try something of that flavor. But new one looks great.
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't know. It's just weird because I know you're such a fan of shooters, but the fact that you were hesitant on a, I guess,
yeah,
wouldn't
even say it was like
arena based,
it scared me away or anything. It's just, I think I was just so preoccupied with other shooters at the time that I couldn't like stop to take that break.
Gotcha.
But it looked interesting. And certainly, like, you know, what they've added from what I've seen for part two, it looks like it's more geared to make me love it.
Oh, no, yeah. It's fantastic.
A lot more extra stuff.
If you like arena based shooters, this is. Or if you're interested, this is a perfect way to get introduced into that whole game type. It's a lot of fun, and my daughter adores it. Like when she heard, I fired it up this morning, and my daughter came running out of the bathroom like because she heard the theme song. She's like, "What?" Mm-hmm. And got home, she was like stuck on, you know, she was playing it. It was
nice,
good stuff, really good game.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many games now that just came out, so I'm trying to my best to like spread it out and play a little bit of Plants vs. Zombies, a little bit Far Cry Primal, and it's
Unravel.
It's getting a little busy over here.
Unravel.
Oh
those
my
who
god!
Haven't
Unravel.
Finished it.
Oh my god!
That's another one too.
Another one to have to play.
Holy crap! Yeah. Wow, hey, that's
it's
not
only
going to
get worse
right?
too. Like if we don't hurry up and like start, you know, beating these game deadlines, there's only more and more going to come out.
Oh yes,
I'm excited.
Very true, great. Man. So hopefully one of these days we can sit down and talk about all these games and reviews and stuff. So
yes,
just stay tuned. All right, so head over to gamertagradio.com or play.it/gamertag if you can listen to our past episodes, and also spread the word about GTR. You can subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. We are everywhere. Also, give us a call, 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR, or email us fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Speaking of fan mail, wow, we have a lot of emails for Thursday's episode. actually, Thursday is also our 11th anniversary of Gamertag Radio, so it's gonna be a special show. You know, strictly for the listeners, and so on. So it's gonna be a lots of fun. And so, Pawson, let's talk about this, Pawson, very mm-hmm. quick. Street Fighter V just came out.
Yep.
For the PlayStation 4 and also PC.
Yep.
Great review. I've been reading it like at different websites, what mm-hmm. they've been saying and everything. But man, the launch has been like a mess. Online issues, servers have just been horrible. So you as a fan, please tell us what's going on with this whole Street Fighter V situation.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. You know, we had multiple beta periods before the game's launch. They had some hiccups, they had issues. Clearly, these were real betas, not promotional ones. They wanted to fix this infrastructure before launch. I assumed it was all in the clear at this point. You know, they had their set release date. They knew they were coming out in February. But lo and behold, it comes out, and you just can't find matches online. And the killer part of this is, you know, because they want to market Street Fighter V as, you know, being, you know, the definitive experience. You know, you get Street Fighter V, $60 initially. They're not going to make you buy the Super or Ultra Editions down the road. The DLC characters will be, you know, optional, but any game modes will be free as add-ons. So because, you know, we're launching early, you know, a lot of the traditional single-player modes, that like, you know, the challenge mode, you know, a more in-depth story mode is not there right now. It'll come later for free. But right now, the base of the game is essentially either play with your buddies offline or play online. And the online is a big component. I mean, they have the Capcom Battle Fighters Network, the rankings, all this stuff is already in place to be a long-term experience. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, I haven't been able to play a single match online. The server issues are so bad that, you know, I'll infinitely just search for games. You can have a fight request where basically you play the game in the background and it'll try to find you an opponent while you're fighting. Never worked. The only thing I even remotely got to work was setting up a private match for me and a buddy of mine that lives in town with me. We played together and the lag was horrible. Now, it could have been, you know, his connection probably is not as good as it should be for playing online games, but still, it just felt like for being in the same town, the infrastructure was just not working as it should. So I've had a lot of fun playing it offline with my buddies, inviting them over to play together. So, I mean, I'm enduring the game right now. Definitely have a review for you guys pretty soon on this. But it's heartbreaking that, like, I was so excited to jump into online mode on day one and be like, all right, let's see how good people are. You know, this is not Street Fighter 4 anymore. This is a brand new game, brand new meta. Brand new competitive scene. I'm excited for it, but it's just not taking off right now. And unfortunately, you know, this word of mouth is getting around that it's like, oh, you know, Street Fighter V doesn't work right now. I guess I won't pick it up. I guess I'll wait till they fix it. And that's bad. That's bad for sales because Capcom, you know, really wanted Street Fighter V to come out of the gate swinging. You know, they have the PS4 exclusivity. It has the cross-play with Steam. I haven't been able to test that to make sure that works yet. Sounds great in theory, so I really want to play this game. I just need them to fix it. But in the meantime, I'm still having a lot of fun playing the offline single player mode and playing versus my buddies. So the game itself is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Capcom, please get to work on this because you don't want, you know, new Street Fighter fans that maybe even picked up a PS4 just to play this to be burned like this. That's not cool.
When was the last time you tried to play a game?
Literally just now, while we were recording. I went and tried again and still infinitely searching, went 30 seconds, couldn't find an opponent.
Wow.
And I was just like,
they posted an update like 3 or 4 hours ago. Capcom did.
Yeah. I'm actually reading their Street Fighter V server Twitter feed live. Yeah, I'm just like, okay. I don't know if that applies to just certain parts of the world.
Right,
I'm not getting this.
Matchmaking is now working as intended and users should be able to find online matches without much of a wait in both ranked and casual mode. So I guess that's been debunked.
yeah. I mean, I'll swallow my words if, you know, I get on after the show and it works magically. I'll get on Twitter and rectify this. But right now, as of tonight, it's still not working for me.
And then if you are lucky enough to get into a match, they've been saying that the replay data isn't like immediately reflected or the match results are not automatically sent mm-hmm. over to the server. So you do all that hard work to get into a match and then you don't even get credit for it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, at that point, sucks. I don't even care. Let me fight somebody. I even had one problem at launch day where, you know, you have to, they have this new concept of making a battle tag. So you have to make a separate account from either your Steam profile or your PlayStation 4 identity, make a new username. you know, that's your new saves all your ranking stuff. I had to make that. I get back on, you know, 12 hours later that same day, and it's like, oh, we deleted everything. The server's clean. You got to redo it again.
What?
I was like,
are these all running on Capcom's private servers, or is this like part of PlayStation Network? Like, I'm not trying to throw shade at Sony. I'm just curious. Is this a Capcom issue, or is this a PlayStation Network issue?
I assume it's a Capcom issue because I'm playing on PC on Steam. Ah. So I have not tried the PlayStation 4 version at all. But PC version, again, not working at all. And it does not seem to be peer-to-peer, because that should work. Because even if I could host a match, it should be able to run off of my connection. So no, I think it is a Capcom infrastructure server issue. I don't know what netcode they're using, but clearly it's not working. So I don't know if it's the same thing they used for Street Fighter 4, which worked great, and it's just not working on this new engine, or if they tried to build a new netcode entirely. This is stuff they're probably not going to publicly talk about, but I'm sure they're all running around right now, like the office is on fire, trying to figure out what is this issue that's, you know, holding everything back. Because again, you know, this came out as an online experience. If you bought this for the single player portion of it, you're gonna be pretty disappointed right now. You'll get more stuff later, but you know, this is the goal of Street Fighter, is to jump in and play online immediately to see how good you are, to train, to get better, because a lot of people don't have fighting game friends around them. You know, most people play online these days, so if you're not lucky enough like me to have fighting game buddies to call over, you're feeling kind of burned right now with your $60 Street Fighter V. So Capcom, please, let's get it going. I want to play online. It's a great game so far, but you know, I need to test out the other half of the experience.
That's true, because that's the worst. You pay $60 and you can't play online. Oh, because this, like, for example, my brother, he is planning to purchase a PlayStation 4 just for this game, because he's a huge yep. Street Fighter fan. So he doesn't know about this. Imagine buying a PlayStation 4, buying this game too, which is all, add $60 with that, and you can't play online. I find it ridiculous. There's no excuse for 2016.
Yeah,
no excuse.
I agree. At all. Especially if you're not like us, you don't follow game blogs or game Twitter religiously, you'd have no idea. And neither would the salesman at, you know, Best Buy or Target or Walmart that's selling you the PlayStation 4 and the Street Fighter 5. They have no idea that this isn't working right now. I mean, it's just it's a giant cluster waiting to happen. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to this right now maybe have already been burned by this. So to them, I say, hang in there, guys. I mean, the game is great. Capcom is not going to give up on this. Trust me, this is their big title for the year. So I just really hope that it's sooner rather than later, because I would like to play this.
Well, keep us posted, Possum.
Yeah, I will for sure. Yeah. Definitely.
So we'll be right back after this.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail 786-2737-GTR.
Gamers, there's so many games that's coming out this year, and we have all those times where we need a little extra money. Well, I have got a really easy way you could do it. Drive with Uber. Uber's a smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. So as a driver, it helps you to make extra money driving your own car, and it's totally flexible. You don't have to quit your day job to make more money, because Uber lets you make extra money on your schedule. Whenever you need extra money, just turn on the app and drive. A few hours here, a few hours there, it all adds up. And it's really easy to get started. First, go to drivewithuber.com to sign up for free. You could do it right now on your phone. Second, answer a few basic questions about you and your car, and then get approved. Third, start driving. That's all there is to it. I told you it was really, really easy. The Gamertag Radio listeners, start enjoying the flexibility of working when you want and earning extra money on your schedule. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Once again, Drive with Uber. That's UBER.com.
Voicemail 786-2737-GTR.
But speaking of Street Fighter, possibly, also the other day there was an event for Street Fighter, Lupe Fiasco. For those who know, it's a hip-hop artist, hip-hop mm-hmm. recording artist. He also had a competition, I think they set it up through Capcom.
Yep, just promotional. Yep.
Who was it that he was playing with?
It was Daigo Umehara. He was at one time considered the best Street Fighter player in the world. Kind of held back in recent years. Still plays competitively. But, I mean, again, the point is he's a brand name in Street Fighter. Everyone knows who he is. He draws crowd recognition. He gets, you know, streaming views. So clearly Capcom knew what they were doing setting up this event. Mm-hmm. And obviously Lupe is a big Street Fighter fan. You know, he's definitely referenced a lot of video games in his music many, many times. So obviously this was a match made in heaven for both of them. It's just the problem is, you know, the fighting game community is kind of analytical of this kind of stuff. I don't know if you remember, but when Smash Brothers came out a couple of years ago and they GameStop had their promotional thing where they had that 12-year-old girl who was supposed to be a prodigy at Smash beating mm-hmm. people when she was just like mimicking controller motions as a pro played for her. And we were all like, that's so stupid. I get why, but like as gamers, that's kind of insulting to us. Dude, this is even more so because...
All right, so for those that don't know Possum, because there's a lot of people that are listening, like,
yeah, they're like, what are you talking about? Okay, yeah. So let me clarify. Daigo Umehara, one of the best Street Fighter players in the world, played Lupe Fiasco in a match of Street Fighter V.
Okay.
And Lupe Fiasco won. And a lot of people hopped on the internet immediately because they were literally analyzing Daigo's hand motions and what he was looking at, and it just seemed pretty obvious that he was being like, you know, he would go into a combo and be like, oh, wait a second, I'm not supposed to go this hard. I gotta lay off a bit, or I gotta let him get a combo in. And it just felt awkward and forced and strange. But, I mean, again, I understand it. It's promotional. Lupe is a big name, and obviously he loves Street Fighter and wanted to be a part of this. It's just, you know, the fighting game community, we don't really let these things slide. In terms of being like, you know, why take one of our, you know, our highlights of the fighting community? We put Daigo up on a pedestal because of how impressive he is. And then it's kind of demean him as like a sideshow. Be like, oh, look, Lupe can beat him in a fight. You know, make Street Fighter V a better game for the... I don't get the message. I understand why it's promotional, but it's just...
Yeah.
You read the headline, you're just like, ah, yeah. And then you watch the video and you're like, wow, that's... Mm.
You know, it is too possible. I think that... Because this video went viral.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. Plus, the hip-hop community, they're not into gaming. They'll see that like, wow, Lupe, what? Like, he beat the number one of the top Street Fighter players. Maybe that will get them interested in maybe buying the game. To me, I find it maybe it was all set up via, you know, the whole Capcom probably planned this out. I don't know. I don't believe it. I personally don't believe.
No,
it.
Pete, I mean,
do you see it? Have you seen the video, Pete?
I saw the video. I've followed this along. I watched part of the stream.
Uh huh.
So I'm kind of torn on this. First, I understand it's an exhibition match. This wasn't like a major tournament. This was a straight up.
Oh no.
Purely for entertainment and marketing sake. That's all this at the bottom line was. Part of me, as soon as I saw the ending. Part of me was like, okay, did that really just have the same as pretty much what everybody else on the internet and everybody else I was watching the stream thought. There's no way that this could happen. The first thing that popped into my head was, does Daigo think this is going to 5? Hmm. You know what I mean?
Even the Lupe's face was kind of...
Yeah, Lupe, I don't see... So
he makes him surprised.
Yeah, so part of me thinks, okay, yeah, Daigo didn't go full on because there was parts where he was missing jump kicks. He was late on hits that should have been near automatic for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it. I think part of me was like, okay, maybe Daigo is just, you know, taking it easy on him. And then, you know, another part of me was like, all right, well, maybe Daigo isn't familiar with how 5 was. What are the differences between 5 and 4? Were there any differences in the way the game plays that could have maybe contributed to this? So I'm still on the fence. Obviously, they're going to side more for the marketing and for the game, so there's no way. And I think Daigo's already responded saying, no, this was legit. I think he did the honorable thing, and he was like, I'm just going to let Lupe win. Whether Daigo told Capcom this or let that on. I don't know, but I think for the marketing sake, he didn't go 100. He didn't give it, everything. Cuz I've seen some of his matches, and at one point I think, and I know what Justin Wong is, like the number one player now, right? Boston, if I'm not mistaken?
In Marvel. Okay. Not in Street Fighter. Okay. It's changed up recently.
Okay. At one point, would you have put like Daigo number one in the world and then like Justin Wong under that?
If you want to talk like Street Fighter 3, Third Strike, yes. Like the 1990s, 2000, yeah, yes. You could probably say that.
Okay. I don't see how somewhere beyond that, how Lupe could have just come in and just beat him like that. Like, there's no possible way.
I mean, it's like, even if you are a prodigy and you take to Street Fighter so well, because I've known people like that. It's just, you're going against Daigo's experience-based, which is so huge. He's literally played thousands of matches against everyone you can imagine. He's probably seen every strategy in the book quite a few himself. And he's technically almost a pre-cog telepathic. I mean, some of the things he has done is literally like, that's insane. How did he literally gets inside the opponent's head and, reads them like a book. And that's why he's so impressive to watch.
At
one point, that works because his sandbagging was good enough where people were fooled. Because you can go online and look, a lot of people think like, oh man, Daigo's fell off the wagon. How did he lose to Lupe? And it's like, oh, well, man, he sold a good show and you enjoyed it. And, that was what Capcom wanted to happen. And, of course, other people are like, oh, this is ridiculous. He sandbagged his face off. And it's like, again, like he signed up for this. He wasn't forced to do this. He probably enjoyed the publicity of it. Getting his face even more out there than it already is, probably to people outside the fighting game community. And, Lupe gets to have a fun time and promote himself and his music. I mean, it just seems like a win-win. But, of course, you're going to have people that are reading into it too seriously. For me, I guess I'm on the sidelines because, I'm not a competitive Street Fighter player, but I love playing the game. So things like this, it's like, oh, cool. If someone sees this and, maybe they're a Lupe fan and haven't tried Street Fighter before, maybe this will get them to play Street Fighter 5. And, maybe Daigo gained a new fan, out there.
Right. I don't know. I'm just going to say, it seemed to me that Daigo barely blocked. And for someone who played this competitively on a much higher level than what most people, like I would say 90 to 95% of the world would normally
play. I'd
say
99% of the world. Most people could not touch Daigo.
And it almost seemed like Lupe was doing the Shuri almost every time he got up. Someone who's played on a competitive
level. That's basically a new thing to do.
Right.
Because at that point, you're going to get read like a book. You're going to get thrown.
Exactly. And it's things like that. I know, and I don't personally know Daigo, but from a competitive standpoint, those are tells. Those are things that you see. It's like, okay, he's done this the last three times. I'm not going to jump the next time I knock him down because I know he's going to do that. And it's little things like that. It's like, all right, those are the things that make me believe, okay, yeah, he's sandbagged. I mean, but like you said, like there's those child prodigies. There's times where you just go up against a random button masher and there's nothing you could do. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this was one of those issues. Hats off to Lupe. He knows how to play. I'm not saying he doesn't.
He knows how to play. Like, I'm not dissing him at all. He clearly plays Street Fighter.
But this is like a high school football player going up against a 5-year pro.
Yeah.
Or any sports player. This is like a high school a high school sports player going up against a professional 5-7 year sports player who's in his prime. Mm. It's hard for me to believe that this was not
a
pro.
I don't believe it. I don't believe the whole thing.
But hey, shout out to Capcom because they got everybody in the world talking about this.
Even us talking about it.
Well, hey, you would think it's a perfect opportunity for us to discuss because it's hip hop, it's video games.
There you go.
It's things that we love. So
it's working. It's working.
Let's just hope his next album is as good as his gameplay on Street Fighter. That's all I'm going to say. I know I'm going to catch some shade for that one. But that's okay. Hit me up, Pete Rock on Twitter.
Yeah, Capcom, fix your freaking online servers. All right, Pete, another thing too. Maybe Pete is happy about this. I don't know. But the writer for the next Mass Effect game that's coming out this year, he left BioWare and now works at Bungie?
Yep.
What?
Your thoughts, Pete?
I'm actually surprised Paris isn't on the show for this because, you know, he's recently back on it. Like, he's on the horse again. Like, he's got the plastic thing around his arm. He's stuck on the drug known as Destiny again. But yeah, after 5 months of working on Mass Effect Andromeda, the lead writer Chris Schlerf announced that he's out and he's going to Bungie, which it's a plus. That's a good grab for Bungie, because God knows they needed story, right, for their game. If anything, that's the one component that's been missing from that game to take that to the next level. Worked on Halo 4. I know, you know, that's one of your favorite Halo stories. So, I don't know. That's a great get for Bungie. My concern is, where does that leave Mass Effect Andromeda?
Yeah, because
the game is already done, man. The game is done. Like, story wise, maybe they just, the only thing that is probably they're working on is just.
Do you figure he already writ the whole script and he noped out after that? Pay me my money and I'm done.
The game comes out this year, so what else did he have to do as a writer? Like, he's done.
I don't know. That's strange.
You know, but...
But I guess, hey, a job's a job. If he ran out of work at, you know, BioWare, you know, Bungie, not a bad place to work, I would imagine. That's, I don't know. That's interesting. I really look forward to seeing what they do with the story in Mass Effect, especially compared to, you know, what people like Drew Capshan, the last writer for Mass Effect, did a good job. So I'm optimistic, but I guess it's cool that, you know, Destiny might be getting an actual story. You know, that would be nice, because they have the bare bones of a great lore back there. It's just, you know, letting me explore that would be nice. So I'm going back to Destiny anyway, so if I can go back to Destiny and there's a plot waiting for me, that's that's a bonus.
That is true. I mean, the game overall was pretty good. It was just that the story wise was just kind of like eh. So, but I'm not worried about Mass Effect. I think that's going to be good, that game.
No, it should be fun. Yeah. Should be a big deal.
As soon as I read this article, I was like, man, P and Paris are probably celebrating right now, like, woo, in the background.
But see,
like,
that's the thing. And actually, I thought about that this morning. I was going through some pictures, and I know Paris had posted a picture of, like, him and his son playing, doing, what is it, the Valentine's Day doubles, whatever, the red thing, and you know, he's all happy because he's getting to play with his son, which is what they were talking about doing, you know, late last year, and now he's getting to go ahead and, you know, him and his son on two separate boxes and two separate TVs and playing the game. I have no, like, I don't even know if I will even bother looking at the Destiny disc. I mean, with, like, and we said at the beginning of the show, you know, between Unravel, Far Cry Primal, The Division coming out in a week. By the time this show comes out, it'll be a week out. Right after that, Uncharted 4. Where is that time for Destiny going to be? I don't see any other things coming out. And then as you get up closer to the end of the year, that's when the heavy hitters start hitting again. And it's just like, I don't see that for me, at least. I know with Paris, you know, I think he's caught the bug again, but at least for me, I'm just not seeing it anymore, man. I don't have the itch, so I don't know if this is going to be something that's going to... I don't see this as something that's going to pull me back in.
So we'll be right back after this.
Voicemail 786-2737-GTR.
Do you need a new mattress? Then you have to check out this innovative new online company called Lisa. Lisa's not your typical mattress company. They're like the Tom Shoes for the mattress industry. And Lisa's done away with the awkward mattress showroom car dealership experience we all hate by creating a true luxury mattress that can be ordered exclusively online from the comfort of your home. The Lisa starts at just $525, and it ships compressed in a box for free to anywhere in the USA and Canada. The 100% American-made mattress is engineered with three foam layers, including a cooling foam top layer. Lisa gives you 100 nights to try the mattress risk-free, and best of all, for every 10 mattresses they sell, they donate one to a shelter. Plus, for every mattress sold, they plant a tree. How awesome is that? So if you're ready to start sleeping better and want to give back to your community, head on over to Lisa.com. That's L-E-E-S-A leesa.com/gamertag and get $75 off your order. That's leesa.com/gamertag and get $75 off your order today.
Voicemail 786-2737-GTR.
See, I blame one game, The Division. Yes. Which, Pete, there's some news about The Division.
Yes, there is.
One news I read, Pete, is that, which I'm not surprised, they're going to have a time exclusive with all the DLC for the game for 30 days, all on Xbox One. It's coming out first, and then eventually it's going to be another places to like PC and PlayStation 4. You as an Xbox owner, I believe you're kind of happy about this. We've seen something like this similar to Call of Duty in the past, right? And Xbox, so
right. Well, it was a no-brainer considering all of the heavy marketing that Ubisoft did with The Division and mm-hmm. making sure people knew that they were going to get the beta. You know, the beta. You know, what is it? One day, the 24-hour exclusive. For the closed beta, which literally, if you had the closed beta on your whether it was your Xbox or the PS4 or computer, actually I don't know how it worked on the Steam, so I have to figure that one out. But I fired up the Emerald, and it automatically converted my closed beta experience to open beta. But my previous players were already, you know, were wiped out, so everybody starts with a fresh new slate. But I'm not surprised. You know, this I think this was all part of that exclusivity contract that they wrote up with Microsoft, and you know, they didn't just unveil all of this information at the beginning, slowly feeding it out, slowly mm-hmm. spreading it out, letting everybody know. And that's where I'm gonna be for a while.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna have a launch event in New York City with Microsoft. Yep. I thought about Pete. I'm like, man, should we send Pete over there so he could just enjoy it? Or he just wanted to stay home and
I just
want
to stay
game.
Home and play the game, man. I'm good. I'm good.
Really, you won't go and experience that? Because sometimes I like that thing, man, like just attending launch events, you know, on certain games like Halo, Grand Theft Auto. I've done that.
Yeah, but see, those, the ones that we've done, especially, you know, over the last couple of years, like they were local. You know what I mean?
True.
So we could do that and then still go home and play.
Not Grand Theft Auto. I went to New York City for Grand Theft Auto.
Right. But
and it was kind of weak.
And then but well, so here's the reason why I wouldn't want to go. Not that I wouldn't want to go. So anybody at Ubisoft is listening, you want to hook your brother up. I'm not gonna tell you no, but with those typical type of events, you go to the launch, whatever, and then after an hour or two, you go home and you're done. Or not home, you go to the hotel because you're not going to play the game. If I'm doing this on my own here, you know, in South Florida, boom, go get the game, come home, and I don't go into work the next day. You know what I mean? Because I'm playing the game till 5, 6, 7 in the morning. I don't get that opportunity in New York. Granted, it's a totally different experience. I'd be going to New York, you know, maybe go visit family in Jersey and stuff, but I don't know. I'd much rather get the game and be one of the first people online at midnight and playing with my friends.
Well, I decided not to download the open beta. I'm going to wait for the game, which is a couple of weeks left. It's not that far away, right?
Yeah. Well, by the time this show airs, it will be 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out.
2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks out. So,
all right. I'm excited. I'm going to play the game. We're probably going to get it early. Not 100%, but most likely we are probably going to get it early. We'll see. We'll see. All right, so we're going to wrap it up, guys. This was episode 543. This Thursday, we're going to have fan mail. We have a lot of emails. And P, one thing very quick. I've been noticing we've been getting a lot of emails from new listeners that have been, they found us through Spotify, which is awesome. I think that's great. I love it. Love it. Love it. So we're going to wrap it up. Anything you guys want to say before I start promoting the website or anything? Good? Pete? Boston?
No, I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, Boston, very quick. I've been playing Primal.
Yeah.
Far Cry. Loving
Me
the game.
Too.
Love
Me
the
too.
Intro. Love the intro of the game, dude.
Isn't it great?
Very cool.
They do a good job of getting you in and making sure you know, you get the bare bones plot and then they throw you out then in the wilderness like, all right, you know, Go survive. I love that.
You got a plot?
So far, I'm having a great time.
What system are you playing on? Because I got zero plot. I just got thrown straight
in.
Yeah.
You're not paying attention.
It's kind of there. I mean, it's a little in the background, but I feel like it's enough to keep me pushing forward. But I mean, yeah, like, you know, once I got my pet wolf, I was kind of like, yeah, I'm going to do my own thing now. I'm going to go explore. But
how many hours?
I've only put like 2 hours in so far.
I am so mad that mine's died.
You got a wolf?
Oh, yeah, I will go out of my way to go disable a wolf.
Stupid bears.
You got a wolf?
Yeah, yes. You get a wolf. It's like the first animal you get.
No.
Pete, where are you? Why are you in the game?
I got an owl.
That's, well, that's your after. Scout. You'll right the next mission, you'll get a wolf. Literally the next mission.
Okay. Yeah, the owl is just, he's just there.
Oh, man.
That's
dope.
More like to view the owl area.
Cool.
But
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but you're going to have a wolf that's going to be following you the whole time. But let me tell you, man, be really, really careful, man, because I was walking around because I've been doing a lot of like side quests.
Yeah.
And I walked to the wrong area where there was like multiple bears and they just attacked my wolf.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I went, I healed him, gave him some food. He was running towards me. And again, the bears attacked him like, no, you're not going nowhere. And killed him again. It got me so mad. I'm like, God. And I ran out of food and I couldn't heal him. So he just died. So then I tried to attack the bears and they killed me. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll start, you know, back up again with my wolf. And no, he was completely gone. So I have to like search for a new one now. So sad.
That is sad, Danny. You can resummon him. You don't have to go find and tame a new wolf, though.
No?
Yeah, you can resummon them if they're dead. You can recall
them.
Yeah. Just go back into the beast menu and you can recall them.
Well, I got so mad I just turned off my Xbox.
Oh, I figured. Yeah, that would be frustrating. I actually, I don't know if you found it, but there's a really big moose in the game, like much bigger than you are. I tried to fight that. It killed my wolf and then it killed me.
I just burn him.
That's what I tried.
Burn everybody, burn.
End up burning Hound at the forest. Oh, man.
Look, the key is to kill a bear. I think this is, I don't know if you've been doing the same thing, Possum, but
yeah.
I just get my arrow, light it up on fire, and just shoot them and just let them die eventually. It works.
Yeah, it works. You got to go chase them down afterwards, though, because they're running around like a torch, burning down the forest. This sounds terrible out of context, by the way.
Hey, this is video game wise, guys. I'm not talking about real life. Video game wise. Video game. All right. All right. So head over to gamertagradio.com or play.it/gamertag. Also, you can find us through Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, etc. Just spread the word, subscribe, listen to our past episodes, and let us know how we're doing. You can send us an email to fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Give us a call, 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. This Thursday, I'm going to be in Tampa for PodFest. Going to be the opening keynote. I'm ready for that, Pete. I've been working on this presentation for over a month. I have a lot of slides, man. 43 slides in total. And I have to do this within 30 minutes. And I already got this locked down. Have a lot of pictures of the whole crew. I'm very excited. So
hey, no,
if
no
you
crying,
live in Tampa.
No crying.
No crying. No, for sure. No crying. And whoever is in the Tampa area, hit me up. Probably going to have like a little small meetup over the weekend over there. I'm going to be there from the 25th all the way to the 27th. So just email me, Goffrey@gamertagradio.com, and we'll make it happen. We'll meet up some listeners over there, man. That would be cool.
Hopefully Street Fighter V works by the time you hear this so we can play some online matches together.
Good luck.
But yeah, hit me up on Twitter and I'll get you my details for Steam.
All right. And Pete, still lost with Far Cry. All right, so we out. Until next time. Peace.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.